It started simply enough. Robot DV5 multiplied five place figures to the heartless ticking of a stopwatch. He recited the prime numbers between 1,000 and 10,000. He extracted cube roots and integrated functions of varying complexity. He went through mechanical reactions in order of increasing difficulty, and finally worked his precise mechanical mind over the highest function of the robot world, the solutions of problems in judgment and ethics. At the end of 2 hours, Powell was copiously besweated. Donovan had enjoyed a none-too-nutritious diet of fingernail, and the robot said, "How does it look, boss?" Powell said, "I've got to think it over, Dave. Snap judgments won't help much. Suppose you go back to the C-shift. Take it easy. Don't press too hard for quota just for a while, and we'll fix things up." The robot left. Donovan looked at Powell. "Well?" Powell seemed determined to push up his mustache by the roots. He said there is nothing wrong with the currents of his positronic brain. "I'd hate to be that certain." "Oh, Jupiter, Mike, the brain is the surest part of a robot. It's quintuple checked back on Earth. If they pass the field test perfectly, the way Dave did, there just isn't a chance of brain misfunction. That test covered every key path in the brain." "So where are we?" "Don't rush me. Let me work this out. There's still the possibility of a mechanical breakdown in the body. That leaves about 1,500 condensers, 20,000 individual electric circuits, 500 vacuum cells, 1,000 relays, and umpty-ump-thousand other individual pieces of complexity that can be wrong. And these mysterious positronic fields no one knows anything about." "Listen, Greg," Donovan grew desperately urgent, "I've got an idea. That robot may be lying. He never—" "Robots can't knowingly lie, you fool. Now, if we had the McCormick-Wesley tester, we could check each individual item in his body within 24 to 48 hours, but the only two MW testers existing are on Earth, and they weigh 10 tons, are on concrete foundations, and can't be moved. Isn't that peachy?" Donovan pounded the desk. "But, Greg, he only goes wrong when we're not around." "There's something sinister about that." He punctuated the sentence with slams of fist against desk. "You," said Powell slowly, "make me sick. You've been reading adventure novels." "What I want to know," shouted Donovan, "is what we're going to do about it." "I'll tell you. I'm going to install a visiplate right over my desk. Right on the wall over there, see?" He jabbed a vicious finger at the spot. "Then I'm going to focus it at whatever part of the mine is being worked, and I'm going to watch. That's all."
"That's all? Greg!"
Powell rose from his chair and leaned his bald fists on the desk. "Mike, I'm having a hard time." His voice was weary. "For a week, you've been plaguing me about Dave. You say he's gone wrong. Do you know how he's gone wrong? No. Do you know what shape this wrongness takes? No. Do you know what brings it on? No. Do you know what snaps him out? No. Do you know anything about it? No. Do I know anything about it? No. So what do you want me to do?" Donovan's arms swept outward in a vague, grandiose gesture. "You got me. So I tell you again, before we do anything toward a cure, we've got to find out what the disease is in the first place. The first step in cooking rabbit stew is catching the rabbit. Well, we've got to catch that rabbit. Now get out of here." Donovan stared at the preliminary outline of his field report with weary eyes. For one thing, he was tired, and for another, what was there to report while things were unsettled? He felt resentful. He said, "Greg, we're almost 1,000 tons behind schedule." "You," replied Powell, never looking up, "are telling me something I don't know." What I want to know, said Donovan in sudden savagery, is why we're always tangled up with new type robots. I've finally decided that the robots that were good enough for my great uncle on my mother's side are good enough for me. I'm for what's tried and true. The test of time is what counts. Good, solid, old-fashioned robots that never go wrong. Powell threw a book with perfect aim, and Donovan went tumbling off his seat. Your job, said Powell, evenly, for the last 5 years has been to test new robots under actual working conditions for United States robots. Because you and I have been so injudicious as to display proficiency at the task, we've been rewarded with the dirtiest jobs. That, he jabbed holes in the air with his finger in Donovan's direction, is your work. You've been griping about it, from personal memory, since about 5 minutes after United States robots signed you up. Why don't you resign? Well, I'll tell you. Donovan rolled onto his stomach and took a firm grip on his wild red hair to hold his head up. There's a certain principle involved. After all, as a troubleshooter, I've played a part in the development of new robots. There's the principle of aiding scientific advance, but don't get me wrong. It's not the principle that keeps me going. It's the money they pay us. Greg! Powell jumped at Donovan's wild shout, and his eyes followed the redheads to the visiplate when they goggled in fixed horror. He whispered, "Holy, howling Jupiter." Donovan scrambled breathlessly to his feet. "Look at them, Greg. They've gone nuts." Powell said, "Get a pair of suits. We're going out there."